My mom was obsessed with thinking things were fronts for things. Any restaurant that was underperforming, she's like, it's probably the Yakuza. Like, oh, what, this Japanese restaurant in the Pacific Northwest? Like,
well, there are things, I guess. Like, there's a shop, I think it's still over there. I haven't been by in a while, but it's been there forever. Stuff like, there's like a doll, or a dollhouse store. Mm. That's existed for decades, or that, you know, the spy shop on Folsom.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. And any bowling equipment, mm-hmm, stores. Those are all. And I got word, I guess, because I was working in a donut shop that was never making any money, that I guess some people with successful businesses have smaller bullshit businesses that lose money to offset like their tax responsibilities.
Jesus.
So
it is yeah, a front.
So it is kind of a front.
It's just not like a murdering people front.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a fun front.
Yeah.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago,
like I meant
Stan's
to do
team
way
of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this crust-stuffing episode of The Stab Show, One Fall Improv's Alex Shoemaker has to convince his own future doppelganger that there was a time that you actually had to wait for the McRib to come back. Hilarious improviser Kyle... God damn it, I was gonna... Beus! 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 I said it like five times to try and ramp myself. Kyle Beus! Is on the lookout for a platinum ticket hidden in select Kraft cheese wrappers to win a tour of the desert where they scoop the mac and cheese dust out of. And also, One Fall Improv's Grant Potter makes a bet with a lesser demon that if he beats him in a beatbox battle, he'll win a set of golden lungs. All this while me, your host Jesse Jones, mopes around the high school halls, being all distant and moody, until someone asked me to take off my glasses and let my hair down, revealing the hottie that had always secretly been within me. All this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into the program with segment one, reorganization. That's where we always start. Just deal with it. Not only is October hurtling towards us, when just 5 minutes ago I seemed to remember it being March, but leading up to the spooky month, we get a Friday the 13th? Well, that certainly seems like a ham-fisted way of saying boo, idiots, from the universe. So why ignore it when we can lean into it? Which is why today's acronym is HWA, representing the Horror Writers Association. Some people like horror writing. I do not. So I'm quickly moving on, asking that we immediately forget what HWA might already mean and instead give me who or what else. HWA might stand for or represent to you. Alex, what's your HWA?
All right, let me, before we jump into it, oh, here, okay, let me just
got
you
a preface.
Spot. You're flying to your honeymoon. You look at your beautiful wife, give her a nice, mm-hmm, kiss on the cheek. Sure. Then you put your headphones on and listen to maybe a little Frank Ocean to get you to relax.
Yeah.
The next thing you hear, a loud scream in the back of the plane. Holy shit, holy shit, I think it bit me. There's so much blood. Followed by somebody say, is there a doctor in here? And the person that's bleeding is like, you fool, I am the doctor. Chairs get busted, jackets, life jackets, and unusable. And you hear, you see the breathing out of a little snout in front of you, or in the back of the plane coming towards you. You remember you have the emergency exit, and this poor baby comes right at you, and it goes flying. The door closes. The passengers are in panic. Members of the plane start to walk to the cockpit when the pilot gets on the loudspeaker and says, thanks for flying Hogwild Airlines.
Oh, no.
HWA. We put the fear back in flying by letting pigs fly. We should reach our next destination in an hour or so. So get back to your seats. Buckle your seatbelt securely and get ready for round two. Ready, Porky?
Oh, no.
HWA. Still better than Spirit Airlines.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Now, I was assuming nowadays to get a cheap ticket, there has to be a trade-off of some kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And for so sure, you want to fly cheaply, well, then wild boars will be released intermittently throughout the flight.
For sure.
They have to be transported to be invasive somewhere else? I'm not sure.
Right. It's a whole, it's with the TSA, oh, yeah. Their department.
It's TSA, the HWA,
right?
The whole fucking thing. Thank you, Alex. Kyle, last name redacted. What do you have in way of an HWA?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the opposite approach and lead off with it right off the bat.
Sure.
Highwire Associates. Mm. Did you watch The Avengers and think, God, this Hawkeye guy is amazing. I'd let Jeremy Renner plow me any day. Well, this is a superhero family that says you don't need to be super to be a hero. It's a high-wire family act that doesn't work with Annette. Meet Johnny Slides, the leader of the family. Ever since he was bitten by a rattlesnake during a circus accident, he's been able to slip his way across any path, no matter how high, no matter how narrow. Next up is Lady Dubstep. She's taking down criminals with a sick beat reminiscent of the club where she met Johnny Slides. And she's totally a tradition buckler. She kept her own last name when they married. Then there's Uncle Daredevil. He's blind, but he's also a lawyer. He handles the trademark issues.
Oh, sure.
And rounding out the family are the twins. Gabriel and Gabrielle. These two toddling angels are ready and willing to fight any criminals as long as it's less than two stories up and before their bedtime. The Highwire Associates, ready to hear your call.
Oh, wow. There's a lot going on there. Oh.
Also, saying Jeremy Renner is hot and wants to plow you.
Well,
it's fucking diabolical. For a guy that was nearly killed by a plow.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
You know what? He's leaning into it.
He's got to get in there.
While he's leaning into you. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I missed the Jeremy Renner thing. Is Jeremy Renner thing a thing? I don't know.
Like, you don't know why he's famous?
Well, actually, now that you mention it. It's not for me. I don't get the Jeremy Renner fuckability. I guess it's not for me. Also, he doesn't seem to be a good actor. I don't know. Maybe I missed it.
If you're like 50, he's like prime grade A.
Okay.
Yeah. True.
All right.
Like if you're a 50-year-old mom, like Yellowstone. He's like Yellowstone meat.
You know? Okay. All right. Fair. I was thinking. Sort of. But he can't. The problem is he can't.
He can almost stop one.
He's almost.
I think he's...
He's at least like 2% plow now. They probably couldn't get all of it. Couldn't get all of it out of him.
The next Marvel movie is going to be so great.
Yeah. He was run over by a radioactive plow.
I must get rid of snow.
Yeah. He shoots rock salt. Sorry. We're workshopping. We shouldn't. We've got so much to get to.
Well, I will say he's going to be about as effective when climate change rolls around as Hawkeye is now.
All right. Way to have to bring it down.
Oh,
the world is dying. We get it. Thank you, Kyle. Grant, hi there. Hopefully, since it was asked of you, you also have an HWA. Let's hear what you have.
And I will put my acronym in the middle, so to be different. So after COVID-19, there's a sharp rise in just normal people going hiking, right? People that weren't used to backpacking, they don't know all the rules. But dedicated hikers and backpackers, we're trying to, like Wes, our friend Wes, we're trying to explain all the rules to these normies. But they're too chill about it. They weren't explaining like what leave no trace really means, and people were littering and like leaving their food out for bears, all this bad stuff. So the acronym is Hiking with Attitude. It's a new initiative that hikers are going to be a little more harsh, a little more attitude when they give instructions to people. So some common phrases in the hiking community: leave no trace, bitch. Leave only footsteps, take only memories, motherfucker. Only you can prevent forest fires, you fucking asshole, piece of shit, slut, pig, fuck you, water your campsite, ass.
Wow.
So, attitude.
Yeah.
Some other different tactics for, helping maintain the pristine nature. If someone poops too close to a waterway, you dig it up, and while they're sleeping, you put it in their Nalgene. Sure. That could be one tactic. Sure. If someone ignores the trails and tramples on nature, you could put a tick on their leg when they're not looking. Nice. Because it's hard to hike when you have Lyme disease. And if you leave your food out recklessly overnight, they could cover that food in honey and salmon and hope that a bear gets to you. That's hiking with attitude.
Yeah. That seems fair. Really, I think that's what's been missing from hiking.
Yeah. Less chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too chill.
More fascism.
I don't know if it's fascism.
Or whatever. So. Yeah. Eco-terrorism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just... It's just assertiveness. I think that's what hiking's been missing.
Yeah. They make Smokey the Bear too friendly.
Yeah. It's just, oh.
Yeah.
No. No.
He should be like ready to get you.
Yeah.
With his claws.
It's just, have you watched the fucking news? Everything's always on fire. Listen to Smokey. Cunt. I guess. I don't know.
Hiking with attitude.
We had to.
Smokey, put your shirt back on, please.
I've never had my shirt on. I've been reverse Winnie Poohing this shit since day one. I'm all jeans. All right, Smokey. Fuck.
I do, yeah. Like, can I think he has like a belt? Too? Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah. I am not gonna show my ass or anything like that.
I will take this off.
No, Smokey, please.
I'm gonna clap it menacingly at you. No, Smokey, Dad, Smokey, no. Sorry. It's too much for everybody.
Yeah, he won't eat you or use bear claws.
No.
He will smack you with a belt.
Yeah. He
right
will.
Over his knee. Right over his knee.
He will. He will. Visitation dad you. He will just. This is my 1 week in a month. Oh, Smokey. Shouldn't that mean you're good about it?
Hell no.
Okay. Whew. Moving on. Repress those. Push them back down. Segment two. It's Topical Haiku Challenge. So often I don't pay enough attention to the date of upcoming shows. I'm too busy frantically just trying to survive any of this nonsense to properly plan ahead about stuff. But as previously mentioned in the intro to the last segment, today is Friday the 13th. And that means something to a lot of folk. Bad luck, superstition, a movie and television franchise forever chasing the creative rush of swinging a horny teen in a sleeping bag against a tree. But whatever it is that Friday the 13th means to you, I need you to mean it 17 syllables at a time in today's topical haiku challenge. So go on, give me 3 haiku each about Friday the 13th and whatever it means to you, and I almost forgot that that is obviously accompanied by our Irish jig. Yeah.
Famous Irish poem.
Yeah, from the Emerald Isle. We had to distance ourselves from the Japanese music bed that we used to use. That was...
Too much?
Probably.
Okay.
But the Irish.
Oh, the Irish are fine. Those fucking drunken slob mix. No, we can make fun of the Irish, right? If we can't make fun of the Irish, is this still America?
Amen, brother.
But yes, haikuing about whatever Friday the 13th means to you, it's the length and breadth of the meaning. So we go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3 times around. Alex, let's start us off with your first of 3 Friday the 13th haiku.
All right. Great Camp Crystal Lake. Drownings, stabbings, stranglings, yikes. That is New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Crystal Lake in New Jersey?
Most of them are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it's supposed to be in the movies.
Okay.
But they've done, like, Downtown LA. But
well, sure.
And yeah. Space.
And space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't forget about space.
Forget about space.
But it felt like a
it's
New Jersey.
Like Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Jersey space. Yeah. Hey, I'm floating. Well, then it makes slightly more sense that he took Manhattan, since he was in Jersey. So that makes slightly more sense. Thank you. Let's see if the other 8 make even half as much sense. Kyle, first of 3 Friday the 13th haiku.
All right. Just another day. Oh, no. I've been slain.
All right. All right. Nice. Slay queen. I think Grant and I were both counting that.
I was ready to call your ass out, yeah. Motherfucker. H.
Counting the syllables on the ch-ch-ch-ch and the ha-ha-ha. I'll listen to it back.
Edit it.
Yeah. Grant, Friday the 13th, Haiku 1, go.
Yes. A quick preface. This is, it made, Silver Lake made me think of my the Christian camp I was sent to called Camp Furwood. So here's my poem. Sent to Camp Furwood, holy songs and morning prayers, push-ups every swear.
Wow.
They made you do push-ups if you said shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Swear. I heard square, which,
oh, swear,
which confused
swear,
me.
Sorry. Swear. Push-ups every swear.
It's like every square after every meal?
Yeah.
After every square meal?
Grant's in great shape.
Yeah.
It works. So.
I went to like a Christian exercise. CrossFit.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like kind of a Christian fat camp. They just they had you praising the Lord and doing burpees. Alex, second time through.
Right. Friday the 13th. Spooky, scary, bowels run. Colostomy one.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's five. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm not a big horror myself, so.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't.
You said that, but do you have a favorite Friday the 13th?
I don't. I've never seen more than 5 minutes of any of them, I don't think. I'm a sweet little boy who just feels so bad for all the people in horror movies.
Right, right. Oh, no. Don't. Yeah.
I can't have empathy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
No matter how much their acts are an affront to our Lord.
Very true. Very
extramarital
true.
Relations and whatnot. Amen. Yeah, they got what they deserved.
Yeah,
push-ups. Kyle, second time around.
Bad luck comes too fast. A black cat screeches by me. It is not my fault.
Oh. Oh. Don't leave me with it's not my fault. I can't. I can't think that right now because it's not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Grant, second time around, Friday the 13th. Thank you.
Still about Furwood.
Sure. We're working some stuff out. We're working.
Help me.
Out.
I am trapped. Hypocrites are all I see cavorting at night. So the story behind that is I found out all the camp counselors who pretended to be pious, they made you do push-ups if you swore, were all fucking and sucking at night.
Oh, yeah.
I found out much later because all my friends in high school became counselors at this camp and were not these good Christian kids like I thought.
Well, I mean,
they weren't swearing when they were sucking.
Oh, that's right.
That's the rule.
Drop and give me 20.
It's not a whole lore. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, kind of what camp counselors do, from what I understand. Yeah. So
even the Christian,
even
especially. Yeah.
Third time around, let's close out to Mike Kuhn. Alex, let's hear your third of three.
Oh, superstitions! I don't believe them at all. Right, Stevie Wonder.
Got it. Got it. I understood that one. Kyle. Third of three haiku. What do you got?
Oh, shit. I need three. I should have read all the words. Mm. I will do better.
That's fair. That's fair. It's one of the most direct cop-outs that I've that I've had. But you know what? You're owning it like in the midst of it. So that's I can hardly fault you.
And I would never say that I didn't realize you had to write three until I was on this very stage hearing the instructions and furiously wrote out those last two.
Sure.
I would never ever
you did
admit
the black
to
cat.
That.
You did the black cat.
I did the black cat. Wow. Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
I'm so bad with syllables you'd see me go like
oh, I was like right here the whole time. Like I was worried you were thinking I was going to get a little fresh there.
Little bathroom tab.
Yeah. You, Kyle, well, one, well done. But you are the exact reason why it says three spelled out and then in parentheses, the number three next to it.
So I had two chances to miss this. That's pretty good.
That's all right.
It's pretty good. There were a lot of numbers in there. Sure. There was 17. There was, that's true. Know.
But that just speaks to the fact that not the first person to do that. So you're
well,
fine.
I was a pioneer.
You're fine. Well, you actually did them rather than just saying, oh, I forgot. So you get the bonus points there. Thank you, Kyle. Grant, let's close out some haikuing with your third of three Friday the 13th.
This is also about Camp Fruit.
Yes. What a match.
Jason, heed my call. Hunt the pious while they sin. Vengeance in the wood. So that's me calling upon Jason to kill my camp counselor.
Sure. Sure. Well, I was quietly implying earlier, given how Jason does seek vengeance upon the camp fornicators, that really it is a Bible tale.
Yeah.
If it, at least it started that way, then it just got too commercial.
like Christmas.
Like Christmas. Like Christmas. Exactly.
Do you know the twist of the first one?
No.
Can I spoil it?
Sure, please.
It's not like a big guy in a scary mask. Yeah.
It's his mom.
It's
his
mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. He drowned in the lake, and she just kills all the counselors who didn't watch him.
Yeah. That seems fair.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they're like, no, no, no. Big fucker in a hockey mask for the rest of the series.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's very weird. Even though he died as a little kid. He should be a little boy in a hockey mask.
It's like Rambo. They just lose the message after the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the Bible.
In a documentary, but so it must be true.
Sure.
Originally, Jason was supposed to be called Josh, but they thought that was too weak of a name, so they changed it to Jason.
Pussy! The second syllable, yeah.
Yeah, that's... You're not going to be as afraid of Josh.
Josh.
Jason is a big step up.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's hard syllables
like
there.
Like Freddy? Like, they're all got Chucky. They're all shitty names.
Yeah. But at least they've at least they've got two syllables.
Babadook.
Oh, there's
a fucking name.
Yeah,
it's a haunting name.
Yeah.
All right, now we're just picking apart all of the. Yeah. What, Michael Myers? Yeah, it sounds like a real estate agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Segment three, campaign trail. Oh, we went from horror to horror. Well, after Tuesday's debate, it's increasingly harder for me to continue to ignore the fact that it's election season. Seems like it's all anyone's going to talk about for the next couple months, and in an attempt to drown all of that out, election season is heckin' picking up around here in response. So in campaign trail, our panelists are asked to give us their stump speeches, drumming up support for your particular candidates in their particular races for the following posts, positions, and platforms. Alex Schumacher. Sorry. that was unnecessary. Alex, let's hear your speech. You are an elementary school science fair project running for a position in a scientific research paper.
All right. My fellow scientists, critical thinkers, and billionaires that want to seem interesting, I stand here on this baking sheet in front of you for your... task for your consideration to be in your scientific research paper. I know you have many choices on what you can add, but do remember what we've been through. Close your eyes and think of a time, a simpler time, when you made this doughy dough volcanic body and enough baking soda to kill a small horse. But it didn't stop there. You made sure to get the vinegar. But this time, not for cleaning, but to make a big mess. Now you know how... Now you know how powerful daddy can be. you don't want to lose that. Who else are you going to pick? Slime in a plastic bag? A half-assed lemon battery? Or me, Papa Volcano? This is something that needs to be answered. Not just the science of the explosion, but why do we love it so much? That's right. A new twist on old things. The rush, the feeling, the excitement that... That it gives us is what we need to study is our love for the blast off. The bigger the mess, the bigger your eyes go. Like the classic saying goes, ask not what this volcano replica can do for you, but ask how long you have to clean it up before mom comes home. The diorama volcano.
Sure. No. Yeah. Did anyone actually make the volcano? Anybody?
I did ant farm.
Ant farm?
No.
I did not know.
Did like the naked egg.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, naked egg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pop it in the vinegar and you watch the shell melt off.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I was terrible. I mean, not terrible, just not very sciencey. I remember the only one that I remember, I just cut out pictures of dinosaurs from an encyclopedia and glued them to some poster board.
See?
These are dinosaurs! There's the names.
I did a science project, and like it was kind of a classic one, I guess, but like you find like dirty things, like you cough into like a petri dish and that type of stuff. But I was so late in doing the experiment that the bacteria didn't grow yet. And so I was like, I wrote this whole paper of like, you know what? Actually, you know, bacteria's not bad. It's totally fine. It doesn't happen. And then, like, in our multi-purpose room, we had it set up. And then I came back, like, the day after I set it up and was like, oh, no, it's all, yeah, this is all, you know, mold and whatnot. And
it did what it was supposed to.
Jeez.
Yeah. You betrayed me, bacteria.
A solid C. They did not fail me, but
just all right. You know what? I think there were a lot of science fair C's that it was just... Fuck, I don't know. He brought something home.
And then that one fucker with the trebuchet always wins.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh, a catapult.
Oh.
centrifugal force.
thank you, Alex. Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
Let's see what you've got here.
All right.
Let's hear your speech. You are a linen napkin running for planner of a 6-year-old's birthday party.
America, this is Larry Lennon. The world is a messy place, and your home is no exception. We all witnessed the horrors of what happened when Lorraine and Fred threw that birthday patch for their 6-year-old triplets, better known throughout the HOA as the 666 Affair. 3 6-year-old boys at a birthday party is already hell enough. But we saw the fundamental failure of proper sugar planning, finger foods, and so much fruit punch. Have you seen the pictures from that party? Of course not. Mm-mm. By the time the cake was served, shirts ran red with high fructose corn syrup stains, and nary a surface in the house was free from a sugary stickiness. Any pictures would just be an embarrassment that would send anyone on their friends list running to call CPS. Now, I may be just a humble linen napkin, but my friends, I have a vision for the future. My life is all about survival and knowing what stains can't be fought. I would immediately push for a strict limit on overserving a child. Excuse me. I would push for a strict limit on sweets to protect the children. Now, if someone is caught over-serving a child, they will not. I mean, they will not only be asked to leave, but they will be branded with a scarlet S. And no more indoor parties. We put those kids in the outdoors like God intended. And because we know children aren't capable of the regular washing of their hands, we will provide alternate cleaning methods disguised as games. There will be water balloons and super soakers, maybe even a slip and slide. Now, some people may say, but Larry, my kid's birthday's in January. But to them I say, is your child's health and welfare really more important than a clean house? I'm not the one who decided to get freaky and fool around on April Fool's Day in 2018 and squirt out a kid in the dead of winter. Oh, I thought a broken condom would be the perfect prank. If you can't throw a simple outdoor water party in January, maybe you shouldn't have had kids in the first place. But if you're a good parent who just wants to throw a clean birthday party for their 6-year-old, the choice is clear. I'm Larry the Lennon, the ethical party planning choice, and I approve this message.
Yeah, well done. Well done. I didn't hear most of it, though.
I can swear you were saying slurs, but you were just like, sugary, sugary desserts.
Yeah.
It's the accent. Yeah. It's definitely the accent that'll do that.
No, it was a slur. It was the, yeah, the B minus Nixon that was that was just, I just heard the jowls and it was, and I don't know what it's called.
How
it's
the fuck did that guy win over the radio?
Well,
yeah. I get that he lost on TV. That makes sense. He's fucking hideous, you know. But I guess people hate Boston accents that much.
Yes. it was a different time.
Yeah.
And apparently Catholics were the enemy back then.
Yeah, yeah. So well, we're still making fun of Irish.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah, that won't go away. Thank you, Kyle. Good times. Hey, Grant. I was on different tabs. Here we are. Grant, let's hear your speech.
I don't have to.
I almost don't want you to. Let's hear your speech. You are a box of Just for Men running for a second term as president of a divorcee's bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen. Actually, not ladies. Distinguished gentlemen, silver foxes, salt and pepper stallions, silverback gorillas, all right, gray
you can,
knights.
You can stop looking directly at me. <don't...
laughs> Gray knights, daddies, zaddies, and grandzaddies. We've come a long way. Those temples are looking mighty dark, almost like when you were 20. But as I look in this bathroom mirror, I see that the job's not finished. We've got some grays in that beard. Just buy me one more bottle, one more term, and I will turn the gray away. Now, my opponent in this race, natural aging, says maybe we'll look better if we let it gray. My opponent says, look at George Clooney. He's a hunk. Look, I love Steve more than anything. He got me into politics when he bought me from the local Walgreens. But Steve is no George. There's nothing to be ashamed of. No one's George. Steve is a schlub. Better to admit it than pretend it's not true. And better a young schlub than an old schlub. I ask that you not judge Steve by the quality of his character, but by the color of his follicles. Buy one more bottle of Just for Men, and let's let her rip on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah. Oh. Let's take another photo of us holding up a fish. Oh.
Look, I can provide.
Now I'm. I want to. I gotta go home and watch all the Ocean's movies. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I do mean thank you, because except 12. 12 isn't very good. But 11 and 13, yes. sorry. That's just my snap review of the Oceans series with George Clooney. Segment 4. Oh.
Damn it, Grant.
Wow.
Sorry.
And then there was just, one.
I'm easily hurt. segment 4, it's Angry Poem. Anger is a strong emotion. Emotion fuels art. Therefore, it stands to reason that anger must provide a hot burning fuel for an artist's heart furnace to warm the world with their arts. I don't know. I thought I had something there, but it's gone. And that makes me mad. Anger! That's right. That's what I was talking about. In Write an Angry Poem, you're asked to poem angrily about the following subjects. Alex Shoemaker, let's hear your angry poem about online banking.
All right. Well, here we go again. You're supposed to be a friend and a tool. Instead, you're making me look like a fool. Take another picture of the front and back of the check. You make me want to throw my phone and say heck. Heck, because my 4-year-old son is here. But you know that human interaction is my greatest fear. Oh, you accepted the check now. Now we wait. What the fuck are you going to do with this break? We have AI technology that creates in seconds a picture of me fighting Easter bunnies in a beret. And your bitch ass needs to wait 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah.
The more I need you, you only give me less. I understand why my grandparents hid their cash in a mattress.
Yeah, yeah.
Mattress.
Do less. Mattress. Oh, thank you, Alex. Yeah. Oh, we live in a wonderful, frustrating time.
Yeah, that we do. Yeah. But is it better to go to the app? I don't know.
Is it? Sorry, that was too much of a thinker. I'm literally noodling it through right now.
That's my comedy. That's very, very thinking.
Sure.
Thinking man's comedy. Yeah.
It really makes you think about taking pictures of the front and the back of the check. Thank you, Alex. Kyle. Buis.
Right in the ballpark. You're there. You're getting there.
Buis.
There you go.
Buis. I'm. Since we're in segment four, I'm getting myself ready for the outro.
It's okay.
Buis.
Buis is my Halloween name.
Ah. Yeah, Kyle Buis.
Exactly.
See? That's what I meant. High five. All right. Kyle.
Yeah.
We've heard an angry poem about online banking, and I like to think, just glancing at you, you're probably in the age range to be able to understand an angry poem about hella skanking.
It's not what you're thinking. It's not. I saw that look.
No, you're outside of that range.
Trumpets make my feet go, but why won't they let me go? Hear that real big fish? My legs are flapping like a bish. Here I am lost, pits a stankin', because I'm out here, hella stankin'. Rest in peace, Hartford Whalers.
Oh, no.
Oh. Such an accurate Scott.
So good. So good. Did not let me down. Now I'm going to have to go home and listen to Tragic Kingdom as well. So my night's full. Night's full. Some No Doubt. Some George Clooney.
Big ups to Chris Berman for inspiring half of that.
I went to. I have a friend from the East Coast who's in a touring ska show, and they're playing at Colonial. It's on Stockton.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there was two venues because I showed up and I already look like a narc, like at all times, so even for a ska show. But then these people were all dressed like punks, like real punks, with like leather jackets and like the big hair thing, and I was like, I can't. Look at me, fucking look at me. I'm not, but I'm a fucking Republican.
Sorry, gentlemen, I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah. You and luckily, they had two venues, so the ska show, I was like just barely able to blend in.
Okay.
You ever get that thing where someone's really, like, really feels really comfortable having a conversation with you?
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
No, buddy, no, I'm not. That's not me.
Yeah.
No, I have, no.
I have a face that screams like, this guy, like, hates the impoverished.
I have a neighbor named Whitey who thought he found a you know.
His name is Whitey?
His name is Whitey. He goes by Whitey. You'll never guess why.
That's not great. Fortunately, out in the wild, I'm very unapproachable. Yeah. No. Thank you, Kyle. Hey, Grant, we've heard an angry poem about online banking. We've even heard an angry poem about hella skanking. Let's hear your angry poem about playful spanking.
I drop my cup and bend to pick it up. What's that sound? It echoes all around. A crack like a belt. I hear it before it's felt. My cheeks, they ache. My spirit starts to quake. You say it's your duty to gratify the booty?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of hearing you call me thick. If again you touch my peach, I surely will screech. But what's this now? I see you take a bow. Finally, it's my turn to make your backside burn.
That's my point. Oh, nice. Oh, we were just waiting for more. We were there.
And we needed a more of a crescendo.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's next time. No, you
just do give me the same prompt.
I'm not going to question your art just because the audience has different expectations than your than what you deliver, you know what? That's even better.
Oh, good.
You make them want
leave
more.
Leave them wanting more.
Exactly. Leave them
everyone
wanting more.
Everyone likes that in comedy.
Hell yeah.
To not laugh.
Well, it's segment five. We're wrapping up with new fall lineup television. They just keep making more of it. Why? While that's a fair question, I refuse to consider it. Why do they keep making television? Because they love us, obviously. Television is a gift given to us by our greatest creative minds and pretend players. Love television. Worship television. Purchase anything the sponsors ask of you so that more television can be made. In new fall, in new fall lineup, you've been asked to give us your rundown of the following new TV series. Based on these randomly generated titles, skimmed from the varied random title generators over at SeventhSanctum.com. So don't blame me for all of these. I refreshed a couple times. I had to get some good ones. So blame me for not taking others? I don't know. Alex, let's hear what you've got in way of a rundown of your new fall television series, Beauty Shooters.
In a town that's never faced trouble until now, has to find security for their current problem. Mm-hmm. When they reached out to the government, they sent an unlikely duo. Howdy, partner, you beautiful bitch. Yee to the ha-ho. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B play two hot but sassy sheriffs in the new hit show, Beauty Shooters.
Nice.
They must work together to not only bring justice, but continue to be hot AF in the process. When an evil group backed by the Union Pacific wants to run a train through town, pun not intended. It's the actions of these two that needs to stop them. Will they be able to work together? Is two asses too much for one town? Find out this fall on NBC with Beauty Shooters.
Oh, Beauty Shooters.
You're just the God's ears, dude. Fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah. We do try to manifest around here.
Yeah.
That's mostly what this is. Yeah.
The bots will pick it up and then
send
to the execs.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully all of our phones are listening and it's going to change all of our algorithms. Mm-hmm. We're going to see so much new stuff. Hey, man. Alex. Hey there. How can people enjoy more Alex Shoemaker in their lives?
Well, I'm doing a little, I'm going to call it a little weekend stint here at Stab.
Nice.
Tomorrow night I will be hosting my show, mm-hmm. One Fall Improv. Grant is involved as well. He's one of the improvisers on the show. And it's a lot of fun. I pick clips from moments in wrestling history. Really a lot of stuff that go outside of the ring, mm-hmm. But just the weird stuff that happens. An old woman giving birth to a hand is a thing that can happen. A wrestler talking about coffee creamers and throwing them around and how he's the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. That could pop up. But the cast does not know what wrestling moments I picked, mm-hmm. nor do they like wrestling. So they do improv based on these weird moments in wrestling. It's a lot of fun. And then, Sunday I'm excited for Improviver.
Oh, yeah, Improviver, the return of Improviver. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun.
You're here all 3 days?
All 3 days.
Wow. It is a super Alex weekend.
It's going to be great, yeah. And, One Falls at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes.
Catch Scene Kids after at 9. It's a fun night.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
So good. Thank you, Alex. So good. Hey, Kyle.
Hey!
Hi. Buis.
There we go.
Hey, Kyle. Let's hear the rundown of your new fall television show, North America's Next Superboy.
It's a tragedy no one could have seen coming. Gabe, the youngest member of the Highwire Associates by 2 minutes,
damn it.
Was chasing the... I swear to God, I read this 3 times. Was chasing the reanimated corpse of noted Sacramento serial killer Dorothea Puente when the unspeakable happened.
Oh.
As Gabe was 4 stories off the ground, the shouldn't be laughing as hard at your own jokes. The mummified husk of evil cut his wire. Gabriel tumbled, falling like an angel for what seemed like forever, until he met a gruesome end.
Oh, no.
why
Bits of toddler splattered from dumpster to dumpster from the impact spray. Now, 2 weeks after the tragedy, this family needs a new member. We've scoured all the top orphanages across the nation for the best escape artists and the toddlers with the least balance issues to vie for the title of North America's next Superboy. They'll compete in classic challenges such as the Henchman Hurdles, the Lead Us Not to Temptation Test, and the Tower of Terror. In the end, the final eight will test their combat skills in the octagon, trading blows in a fight to the death to find out which will be North America's next Superboy. Catch North America's next Superboy on Tuesdays on Tubi. Tubi, free TV at what cost?
Oh, man. Oh, so good. Except this started with the death of one toddler, and it ends with the deaths of seven more. Since the final eight are in a battle to the death.
Look, no one said reality TV was a good thing.
Well, all right, you know what? Powerful message.
I like that.
Well received.
Fuente is still at large.
Well, it's the zombie.
She was reanimated. She was a zombie.
Yeah.
And she clearly can walk across tightropes now.
Sure.
It's her new power.
It's a common zombie power. Balance. And dexterity. Common zombie powers. Kyle, hey, how can people get more Kyle Buis in their life? Should they choose such a thing?
Boy, if you heard all that and thought, I need more of this. Let me tell you, tomorrow night at Stab, Scene Kids, one of the finest productions that you'll see in Sacramento, we gather a group of the best actors that Michelle Petro can assemble, and they memorize the hell out of half of a scene. Then they get schlubs like me, improvisers in off the street, to come in there and do the other half of the scene. Mm-hmm. Do I see the script at all? No. Do I have any idea where the scene's coming from? Not in the slightest.
No.
And that's where the fun comes in. So you're going to want to tune into Scene Kids right after One Fall Improv tomorrow night at Stab.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Oh, what a good pitch. Milk, clip that. Milk's not watching. thank you, Kyle. So good. Thank you for joining us, as you did this evening in your... I didn't mention it before, and again, I'll probably cut this out. In your fill-in status. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
I just squeeze in the middle like it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So
I was
good.
The youngest in my family. I rode in the back seat in the middle the whole time.
Well, there you go. A familiar position. Thank you, Kyle. So good. Hey there, Grant. Before we wrap things up, before you send us on our merry way, where can people enjoy more Grant Potter? Where are they working, Bank?
You're really counting on my last piece to be good.
Well, this is the general setup,
okay,
but I am seeing four not page
sentences.
Width length.
I thought I would do the plugs last. Okay, you can find me at One Fall Improv with Alex and before Kyle.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah,
one of my favorite shows.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm shocked Alex is still finding clips.
Yeah.
We've done the show so many times. Wrestlers, their brain damage just never ceases to produce good quality content.
There is a long history of just craziness from the world of wrestling. So, yeah, there's plenty still to mine. Grant, let's take us out on this bit that you fully, wholeheartedly believe in.
I stand behind. I stand on business.
Let's hear your rundown for the new fall television series, Advertiser Swap.
All right, Advertiser Swap. This is a new reality show to hit Bravo. This is Wife Swap meets Mad Men. Each week, companies steal each other's slogans and jingles to promote their own products. Mm-hmm. Think Double Mint Gum using Coors Light and Twins. McDonald's customers look to the camera and use Huggies, I'm a big kid now. Trojan condoms, just do it, from Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And Alzheimer's medication, Rivastamine, uses Lexus's December to remember. This is Advertiser Swap.
Yeah, see, that worked.
Gravity.
That was good.
So few dead toddlers.
So, yeah. There was at least eight less. Thank you. And... That was the Stab Show. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Alex Shoemaker, Kyle Buis, and Grant Potter. Now, would you like to be a part of a live recording of the Stab Show? Well, just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30, and you heckin' can. Or, if you'd rather enjoy the show from the comfort of your own home, you can just tune in to Stab TV on Twitch via the device of your choice. Or, even more or, if you want to take Stab on the go with you, subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Then like, comment, and share, and your job is done. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, encouraging you to try to be the change you want to see in the world. And remember, I never said it had to be positive. Good night!
Bye!